Dr. Sally Breen is an Australian author, writer, academic at Griffith University. Aside from her two published novels, Atomic City and The Casuals, her short-form creative and non-creative work appears regularly across Australia and Asia. It was her captivating, extraordinary and borderline gonzo-esque piece for The Conversation recently that caught our eye here on the show. It's a romping preamble to the trio of writers' festivals that Sally has just returned from. Sally, a very warm welcome to 2SER Radio. How are you?
Hi, yes, well, a bit of a shadow of my former self after this tour of duty, but no, feeling good and really inspired by the trip.
Yeah, look, I read your piece this week and I've never really read a story quite like it. Can you briefly explain to our listeners what it's about and how you came to write it?
So I had an idea. I write regularly for The Conversation and I knew this trip was coming up and I had an idea to write a piece about being on the road and what that feels like as a writer. And I wanted to look at all those old dead white men that I loved so much in my 20s, those writers like Hunter S. Thompson and Kerouac. And I thought, do I still love them as much? And, you know, have I shifted? Do I want to talk about some of the women I discovered in my 30s and my 40s? And I thought, yeah, I do. And then by the end of the piece, I realized that, you know, we still need Hunter, that we still need those perspectives and that somehow they get inside you and they become a part of you, especially as a writer, and that we need that kind of irreverent, raw and intense experience, especially in the light of a kind of digital nomad style of writing, which is not really my thing.
Yeah, right. And so, and what are the what is the tour of duty? So, what for our listeners? What are the three festivals you've just returned from?
So, it started in Melbourne at the Australian Short Story Festival, which is dedicated to the form because it doesn't get a lot of spotlight, and yet it's a form that most writers, you know, make their start in. And then it was on to the Ubud Writers and Readers Festival in Bali, which is one of the top five festivals in the world. And then it was on to the Asia Pacific Writers and Translators, and I'm chair of that organisation. And so I was running that conference. So in the midst of being in the other cities, I'm trying to run this conference with a team. And that brings together a bunch of writers, editors, translators from the Asia Pacific, but also all over the world. And that was in Macau.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow. And so what, just going back to what a comment you just made previously about the digital nomadic, what is it about it that is not you?
I guess it's because there's a kind of fakery in the projection. So the idea that I'm capturing this moment, even though I didn't actually live it in the first place. And so there's a false experience that's being projected. So, you know, I've seen them in Bali. I've seen them everywhere. They're kind of somewhere and they'll take 9,000 shots to get this particular moment, which might take 3 hours, but they'll write it as if it was spontaneous, as if the feeling was, you know, so, and then accompanying it with 9,000 hashtags of awesome and I'm free and this is my life, you know.
Blessed. And don't forget blessed, Sally.
Blessed. And, you know, I just find it so bizarre that people can't see through. I mean, perhaps they do and perhaps it's all just about the aesthetics, you know, and I get that. You know, these people are often beautiful human beings. But, you know, as a writer, I just find it reduces experience and writing to something that's, really vacuous. And I just can't relate to it.
Yeah, I love that idea. It is a reduction of writing and a reduction of experience. And I think, social media, it's a sales channel, right? Like, so let's kind of call it what it is. And also it's a medium for staying in touch with family and friends as well, but also like it's a sales channel. So,
I mean, I love that the APWT network is connected via the internet, via social channels. And that's how we stay in touch with each other. But it's also reducing, as I say in the piece, You know, I saw so many signs while I was traveling that said, please look up from your phone, you know.
Yes.
Like, and I was thinking, well, we've stopped looking, we've stopped listening. And that part of it, of the digital interface, really saddens me. And there was another sign in a Ubud that said, no, we don't have free Wi-Fi. You're going to have to talk to each other.
I liked that too. Yeah, I love that as well. I have this wild idea about going mobile phone free in 2020. I'm just trying to work my way up to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
For a whole year.
Yeah, like just going back to my landline. And I'd have a computer, right? So people can still email me.
You might have to change your job.
Yeah, that is true. that might impact things. out of the three festivals, tell us about the three different environments there, because I can imagine they're all quite different.
Yes, they are. Well, the one in Melbourne was run by Julia Prendergast, and she's, you know, really warm human being and had such a nice vision about this festival. And so it felt really intimate, really generous in that sense. And it was really the writers that were involved that were at the event itself. And so for us, it's really a great way to make connections. And then you contrast that to Ubud, which is just, you know, next level. That takes over the whole mini city there, and there's people from all over the world, lots of Australians. I think it's 40% Australian in the attendees, and then it kind of breaks down into different pockets of attendees, and you kind of got to avoid that, you know, that particular middle-aged lady from Australia who's just going to get in your way, and you know, there's like heaps of them, and you just, you know, they love their lanyards. You know, their lanyard is their prize.
Oh, that is
They never take
gold.
It off.
Yeah.
You know, they go out to dinner, they're still wearing their lanyard. And I'm like, you can take it off now, you know. And they get the shits when the bus arrives late. And, you know, I mean, it's just madness. And then you've got, you know, the whole other scene at night. I really like the scene at night in Ubud. It's a really great cultural program, really great poetry slams in the evening and music. And it's just a really diverse festival. And then APWT is really like a family, and, you know, I'm really buzzing from that. It was a big success, if I do say so myself.
Well done.
Yeah, I feel really, really proud of that, me and my team, just creating a space for people to showcase writing that's not necessarily the kind of big L writers. It's about voices from the Asia Pacific, and you know, I discovered writers like Lin Din, who became my superhero basically. This guy, it's Linhdinh, and look him up. His books, just the titles, things like Postcards from the End of America.
Oh wow!
Love Like Hate, Some Kind of Cheese Orgy. Which, you know, I mean, this, I love this guy. So
that's awesome.
Just discovering voices like that you don't necessarily discover through, you know, your general media and cultural channels. And that's the whole idea of it, to kind of shine a light away from America and England, the big machines of publishing, and look at some of those voices that are coming out of, you know, different countries in the Asia Pacific.
Yeah. Oh, Sally, look, it has been so awesome talking with you this morning. Thank you so much for your time. And I hope you get a bit of downtime and
rest
now.
Okay, thanks very much.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.